It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get excited, Celtics fans! Jason Tatum is friends with Steph Curry and friends with Draymond Green and didn't mention Steve Kerr at all, and it's going to be fun to play him, and they played in the finals 2 years ago, and I don't know, I was expecting a little more oomph there from Tatum. I don't know why I was expecting that. He never really
delivers that.
Yeah,
that's on you.
That's really not something he does, except when they were raising the banner, and he said, we're going to do it again. That was a little oomph. It's a little excitement there from Jason Tatum.
Yeah, but even that was...
Might have maxed out there, I think.
I mean... I actually think his max here was what they're going to say now, and that's right after winning the world title.
Yeah, that's true. That was
like,
a good
that's
one.
As right. Yep. Jazzed up as he's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So you expecting something from Tatum was a you problem, not a him problem.
I wasn't really expecting anything from Tatum, although I do expect
him 30-plus
to have a good game tonight. I don't know if
get
he's
your ass
go,
out there and shoot.
If he's going to go crazy like that, because I do think that whatever you believe about Steve Kerr, what kind of guy he is and everything, he annoys me too. I find him kind of annoying. He's not a bad coach, and he knows that Jason Tatum's going to be out there looking for blood, and I think he's going to game plan around that. We'll see if it actually makes a difference or not. It might not. The Celtics are a better team than the Golden State Warriors. However, the Warriors are one of the five teams in the NBA that's not crappy right now. There's not many. It's kind of what the NFL is suffering from right now. The NBA, and I know we're not very far into the season yet, but the NBA, there's only five teams that are more than one game over 500, which is really weird to think. That's in the whole league. I mean, this is really interesting looking at this. The Cavaliers are 8-0. The Thunder 7-0. Celtics are 7-1. The Suns are 6-1, and the Warriors are 6-1. Every other team in the league is either 4-3 or worse. Okay, that's it. That's the whole NBA right now at the 10th of the way through the season point, which again is not really enough to make a big call on or some sort of big declaration about the state of the league. But it does strike me as kind of interesting here that aside from Cleveland, the Celtics are the good team in the East. All the other ones are all the Western Conference, and everybody else is just kind of mediocre or bad to start the year. That's interesting to me, considering all the teams that reloaded and all this extra added motivation to go out there and beat the Celtics. You're not seeing much of that.
No, and some of it I do think is new players with new teams. The thing I always sort of talk about and the chemistry and,
right.
and teams coming together. I just don't know how many really good teams there are. That's the other issue. Like, I don't know that there are a lot of stud basketball teams, and the Warriors have a better point differential than the Celtics.
Yeah.
They're plus 17.3. Now, I haven't watched all their games, so I don't know if they maybe kept their foot on the gas a little bit more or whatever. The Celtics certainly could have a better point differential if they wanted to, if that was a record they were chasing of
probably.
Some sort.
Probably, yeah.
You know, Tatum might actually play in the fourth quarter of games if they were chasing something like that.
The Warriors' only loss this year was to the Clippers. That's the only game they've lost. They beat the Blazers, the Jazz, the Pelicans twice, the Rockets, and the Wizards, who all, I mean, admittedly kind of suck. But, yeah, I mean, they beat them all at least.
So both of these teams lost to a 3-4 team.
Yep.
Right, because the Clippers are 3-4 and the Pacers are 3-4. So, I think the Celtics are the better team. Obviously, my friends at FanDuel agree they're a 6-point favorite in this game.
I'm surprised it's only six.
Only? Oh, really?
I'm surprised it's only six. I thought that they would be getting action at least on the Celtics trying to bury Golden State and that there'd be more action on that. You know,
like, okay, that makes sense.
That
yeah.
seems to me, I don't know if that's exactly what they predict, and that's probably a good like prediction number, but if you're trying to get action, if you're trying to get people to bet, don't you think Celtics fans and people who've been
yes.
watching the league so far be looking at this going, oh yeah, Celtics are going to kick their
and
ass
the
tonight.
Olympics thing.
Right.
That's a big enough story, so
that's
just Celtics fans.
About, right,
but
yeah.
that's not just Celtics fans. That's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big story. That was a national/international story. So you could have, you know, some Minnesota fan being like, oh, shoot, Tatum's playing the Warriors. Take the Celtics. He's going to try to kill him. That mentality could be pervasive throughout the basketball world. And we'll see. Now, I do think Tatum has some of that in him. I don't, you know, he may not be Kyrie Irving. We're only on national game. Remember that whole streak for a while? I don't think he's that. But I think he's got that showman in him. And we talked about it yesterday. I think Jaylen Brown not playing, while bad for the Celtics in the long term, with that injury kind of lingering longer, and now people starting to wonder, is that a bigger deal? Do I need to pay attention? Is that not an NBA injury? Is that like a real injury? Because I do feel like in general in the NBA, because of all the load management crap right. and the way they label, oh, he's got a hip flexor, so he'll be back on Thursday kind of thing. And then it's like, wait, why does he keep missing time with this hip flexor thing? Is this a real injury?
Yeah.
And so, but tonight for Tatum, like, I think he's going to be looking to put on.
He's going to want to bury him.
I would take the over in the first quarter. I think I heard Keefe say it was 10 or 11.
10 points for him.
Tatum. And the over in the quarter. I would take that. I think he's going to come out firing. Now, the one problem is he's got to shoot well, because if you come out firing, that could be detrimental, especially if he's looking to prove a point and having one of his off shooting nights, and you don't have JB to jump out there and take over the reins, kind of.
In fairness, he hasn't had a lot of those so far this year. He's shooting the ball well. He's shooting 48% from the field. From 3-point range, it is not quite as good. It's 35%, which is still not bad. I mean, that's you'll take that from him. But yeah, he's getting it up there. He's right around 50% from the field. He's taking about 20 shots a game. I think that this could be one of the ones where you see him get to the line a lot. I could see him going up there challenging Draymond Green. It's in Boston, so I could see the refs and the fans and everybody. This is going to be...
Is there a new court?
A new Celtics court?
I saw the Celtics tweet out a court.
Oh, for the in-season tournament?
Yeah, but they're not using that tonight, right? That's just for the in-season tournament?
That's only the in-season tournament that they use those
for. Yeah, I saw their Twitter put out a new court.
Though. Those courts are garish. You know,
what does garish mean?
It means sort of flamboyant looking, like they're very, very colorful. You know, it's very,
yeah, they are.
It's like it lights up the whole room.
They look
you're
slippery
watching on TV.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why the color makes me think one is slippery and one isn't, but they look slippery to me.
Yeah, they do seem that way too. Anyway, you expect Jason Tatum to go off tonight.
I absolutely do. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I sprinkled a little something in my FanDuel app for it. I think the Celtics will cover. I think Tatum, I did plus 30 was my line. I know Keefe did plus 35. And while the question of Tatum's killer instinct will always linger for him, and some people will read his tone and comments not being fiery and just that sort of, oh boy, Steve Kerr's here. I do think he has an internal drive that will be part of tonight's story. I do. Now, you said it. They're a pretty good basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're not, you know, Charlotte. They're not Atlanta. They're not a pushover team. This is one of those, like I said, Indiana was a losable game,
yeah.
A team that plays you tough. I think this is a losable game. Like, I will not say they fell on their face if they lose to Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, Draymond Green and company. Like, that's a pretty good basketball
team. Buddy Hield, who's the pie leader,
oh,
right?
Jesus. We found that out
yesterday. Well, listen, let me tell you this. Buddy Hield does not start for them. Buddy Hield is a bench player for them. I was looking this up because I haven't watched a lot of Warriors games this year, and he's their leading scorer. He's averaging 22 points a game. Curry's averaging under 20. Wiggins is averaging under 16. Like, it's not like they're scoring a ton of points here, a good defensive team. But Buddy Hield, off the bench, shooting a good percentage, shooting 52% from the field, 50% from three. He's always been a good shooter. He's been their secret weapon. He comes in off the bench. He gives him an immediate spark. And for a guy who was a starter in Sacramento, and I forget, where was he last year? Indiana? He was on a couple of teams. Yep. I forget if he was on the Pacers or not last year. But either way, he's been around. He's been around the league a little bit. He's bounced around. He's found a niche here, and it's working for him. And I think that's, you know, for a guy, for a team like that, for an aging team that's kind of aging out of their dynasty right now, who moved on from Klay Thompson in the offseason, who's trying to reestablish like an identity, they're right now one of the better teams in the league. They're, you know, 3 or 4 in the West and one of the top 5 teams in the entire NBA. And it's been due in large part here to Buddy Hield, of all people, which I'm surprised by.
Which is interesting because, I'm not even sure how many people know he's on the Warriors.
I didn't know that until we had the pie conversation yesterday.
And, you know, I think most people think, oh, is this a last hurrah for Draymond, you know, Green and Curry and sort of that era of Warriors, that championship era, that Hall of Fame era. And, I didn't know he was the... Was he like 4th in pie? Whatever the hell, then he's top 5 in pie.
He was up there in pie.
So he's a top 5 MVP candidate.
And he's very efficient. I mean, he's hitting all his threes, he's hitting all his shots.
So he might be the MVP.
I don't know about that. He's coming off the bench, so probably not.
But he's the best player, you just told me, on one of the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be an MVP candidate.
And well, you said the MVP. Maybe he's a candidate, but I think he's more a candidate
for
6th man of the year. At the end of the season, no, I don't think so either. I don't think he's going to.
His pie will probably drop.
Probably, yes. And I also think that pie, you know, when you're talking about bench players, is a different animal. I mean, you know, Peyton Pritchard's probably got a pretty high pie, I would imagine. Although he's had a couple
totally
of games
pie,
where he bricked it. Yeah, and he's not a great defensive player. I think he's underrated on defense, but he's not a great defensive player. I think Hield might be a little bit better, but again, I'm not really sure. All I can tell you is that this team right now is not your grandpa's Warriors. You know, they're not going to run and gun you to death. They're not putting up a ton of points. They're playing good defense, and they're getting great off the bench anyway, a good distribution of points from guys like Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, and Buddy Hield leading the way. So there you go. That's what to expect tonight here between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. I'm interested in seeing how Steve Kerr plays this. I'm interested in seeing how he goes about trying to defend Jason Tatum, how to take away whatever sort of vengeance he wants to go out there and get. You throw a double team at him and you make him pass the ball. I think that's probably the viable strategy if you can do that. The Celtics have a ton of guys who can hurt you, though. That's the main thing. So we'll see how it goes. This is an interesting rivalry. I don't know if you – is the Warriors the Celtics' main rival right now, would you say? They didn't even play them last year.
Right. I feel like no.
I'd say no, too.
I don't – do they have a rival right now?
I'd say no.
I mean, right now – you could probably argue the Pacers.
The only team that beat them, yeah.
They went. They had a tough 4-game series, mm-hmm. and the only team that
beat
them.
Sweep of all time, yeah.
It really was. the one thing we haven't talked about, and I don't know the answer to that. I'm not skipping past. We haven't talked about Kata. He's having a good start to the year.
Yeah, he's been a revelation this
I feel
year
like
for sure.
If we were doing radio in Golden State, we'd be like, who's this Kata guy? And what's he doing playing a lot of minutes and rebounding and doing all the things? Like, he's been a sneaky big part of the start of the season.
Yeah, be nice to see him go out there, push Draymond around a little bit, you know, get the mix it up there. We'll see.
A little fight? You call him for a fight? You know his coach wants a fight. His coach wants more fights in general. NBA, on court, off court, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm calling a fight.
Okay, fight tonight.
I think we're going to see a fight tonight.
Well, fight, right?
A fight, like, an NBA fight.
NBA fight. We're using air quotes.
A lot of swings and misses.
A lot of
hold me back. You know,
probably not even swings
Although Draymond,
and misses.
Although Draymond connects when he fights. Like, he'll stomp on you. He'll punch you in the face. Like,
I'm going to say there will be no punches thrown. There will be pushing, shoving, maybe like a kick, a little knee.
Who's that big Euro guy he knocked down? He threw an elbow and just whacked him in the face. Nurkic, remember that? He's just swinging.
Is Kata a fighter?
Swinging crazy. I have no idea. He kind of looks like it. He's kind of got like a little head. He looks like
a
tough
guy. Oh, he definitely looks like.
He looks like he can scrap.
I wouldn't mess with him.
I mean, you would
because you're a boxer.
Of course. I mean, you know, you'd have to.
Despite what the public thinks about a potential matchup between the two of us.
Hey, listen, a lot of people get underestimated. You saw what happened with that yesterday.
Ooh, hey, Peyton Pritchard, 11.8 pie this season.
11.8 pie?
11.8 pie.
Question from the back, is that good? I don't know what a good pie is.
Well, he's been trending up in the past few years.
Good pie for Peyton Pritchard there. Maybe that could be his new nickname, Fast Pie. 617-779-7937. We'll take your Celtics calls here as the Celtics, still number one on the power rankings, What's wrong with the NBA, and why are the Celtics being ranked against teams that are undefeated so far to start the year? We'll get into all of that and the overall philosophy the Celtics have here with shooting threes and how that's working for them and other teams in the NBA right after Steeds gets you caught up on what's trending.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.